Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You ever feel tired or just worn down by the events in your life? I think we all get there at some point, and if you're not there yet this morning, or if you aren't there now, it probably won't take you very long to meet someone who is. You just go around today asking people the question, how are you doing? And listen for those words, tired, overwhelmed. You'll know they're there. Sometimes we get into these ruts, these places in our lives where it seems like we're not really living and enjoying life so much as we are just kind of trying to survive life as it comes at us. As a runner, the best kind of imagery I can think of to demonstrate what that feels like is it's a little bit like running on a treadmill where the off button has been broken and the track just keeps speeding up faster and faster and faster. And you know you can keep up for a little while, but at some point, something's got to give. With that image in mind, I want you to think of our gospel reading for today. Because I think that's a little bit like what was going on in Jesus' life here in this moment. In our gospel reading for today, we get a glimpse into this day in the life of Jesus. We get this window into 24 hours of his busy life. It began with his morning in the synagogue on that Sabbath day. He was teaching, cast out a demon from one of those who was there. Then he went to Simon and Andrew's house and healed Simon's mother-in-law who was in bed with a fever. And then the whole town came out and he began to heal all who were gathered to cast out more demons. And then the next morning he was able to sneak away for a little bit of time to himself, time to pray to his Father, only then to be discovered by his disciples, and then that cycle, that busy cycle, continued again. Yeah, it's a hectic itinerary, but I think maybe that's why Mark includes this window, this glimpse into a day in the life of Jesus. Because what we see here is Jesus striking this balance, the balance between doing the things that God has called him to do on the one hand and resting and being in the presence of God on the other. And I think that's important for us because that balance is something that's difficult for us to do. You know, oftentimes, so often, we wind up kind of falling into one rut or the other. You know, we get caught up, we get focused on doing things. We get caught up in the busyness of our lives and our schedules. And that can only continue for so long before you start to feel burnt out, before something's got to give, and before you need to hit the pause button and just rest a little while. And if you've ever gotten to that point where you've been so busy and so consumed by the things in your life that you have to do, then you know what that feeling is like when you just have to stop. And it shouldn't be a surprise that you feel that way. It's actually built into the very fabric of creation. God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested, setting a pattern for you and I. He actually wrote it in himself into the Ten Commandments. The third being, remember the Sabbath day, the day of rest, by keeping it holy. But on the other hand, there are those of us who want to fall on the other side of the equation. Not do a whole lot at all, but really rest all the time. There was a farmer who described his son this way. He said, Delmar's a hard worker, but you got to tell him what to do. If you just give him a job and leave him to do it, then he'll just sit there and think the work to death. And I think sometimes we do the same. We know what God has called us to do. We can talk about it, but we're blue in the face. But actually getting up and doing it becomes the issue. So those who do too much, we need help finding the time to just rest and be in God's presence. And those of us on the other hand, though, the other side of the equation, we need a push, a prod, a kick in the pants to really begin to do the things that we are called to do, to make our faith active in love. And we can get some guidance in striking that balance between being and doing in this window into the life of Jesus that we have here in this 24-hour period in Mark chapter 1. There are some great lessons that you can pull out of this. I think the very first lesson that you can glean from the life of Jesus here in this one 24-hour period is that no matter how busy you are, no matter how tired you are, there are just some things that you can't ignore. There are some things that just can't wait. So you look at this day in the life of Jesus. It began on the Sabbath day. He was in the synagogue teaching and preaching. He cast out a demon from one of the men who was in attendance. And then after the synagogue was over, he left. He went back to the home of Simon and Andrew. And I can imagine that, like most of us on a Sunday afternoon, he was looking forward to an afternoon of rest and relaxation. But when he got there, he saw that Simon's mother-in-law was sick, in bed with a fever. And so he took her by the hand and lifted her up and healed her. And she began to serve them. But no sooner had that happened than they heard this knock on the door, and the whole town had come out. See, the word had gotten out, those who were in attendance in the synagogue that morning, word had gotten out that Jesus was in town, this one who had cast out this demon. And so from the afternoon until the evening, he was there with the people outside, healing those who were sick and casting out demons. No matter how busy your life may be, no matter how much you desperately want to rest, there are some things, no matter how tired you are, that simply can't be put off. For example, you're laying in bed and you hear the phone ring. In the middle of the night, you wake up, you answer it, and it's your friend on the other line, giving you the news that their mother has just died. When you hear that, you don't tell your friend, hey, it's late, I'll call you back in the morning. You get up, you get out of bed, and you listen. You talk. You comfort them. No matter how busy or crazy your life is, there are some things that come that just simply can't wait. But if you're like me, the problem I have isn't filling my life with things to do. The problem that I struggle with so often is knowing the difference between the things that can wait and the things that can't. And more than that, the bigger issue I think a lot of us struggle with is the very next thing that Jesus did. It's this next lesson that we can pull out of the gospel reading for today. And it's this. No matter how busy your day looks, no matter how crazy the week in front of you looks like in your calendar book, make time for God. Set aside time to be alone with God, and if at all possible, do it first thing in the morning. See, Jesus, on that first part of that day, been teaching in the synagogue and then healing all the way into the evening. The first time he got any chance to rest on the day of rest was when he laid his head on the pillow to sleep. But then the text tells us that very early that next morning, probably before anyone was up because the disciples had to go and find him, before anyone else was up, he got up, he went out of the house, he went into the desolate places, he went off to be by himself so that he could pray to his Father. In spite of his busy schedule, in spite of all the things that he knew had to be done, he knew that the only place he could find the strength to do what his Father had instructed him to do would be in his Father's presence. And I wonder if, you know, maybe if as he was walking out to this desolate place, or once he had gotten there, if maybe he had had these words from Isaiah chapter 40 that we heard read a few moments ago, if he had these words ringing in his head. God does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So when life begins to get away from us, it's tempting to begin to pull back. I mean, after all, there are only so many hours in the day, and you can only fill your days up with so much stuff before you have to start cutting. Don't let the thing that you cut be that time with God. Whether it's on a Sunday morning or whether it's your daily devotion, your time to pray with God and read the Scriptures. Don't let that be the thing that winds up on the chopping block. Martin Luther was once asked the question that we get so often, you know, what are you going to do today? What's your day look like? And he responded this way. He said, work, work from early until late. I have so much to do that I'll spend the first 3 hours in prayer. Jesus went away that morning knowing that the strength he needed to get him through his busy day, his busy weeks and months ahead, would come only from his Father. Martin Luther knew that no matter how crazy his day looked, no matter how busy he was going to be, the one thing that he needed most to see him through the day was that time with God. And so it is with you and I. We hear these words from Matthew 11. Jesus said to his disciples, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls. We don't know how long that morning Jesus spent in prayer. Could have been minutes, could have been hours. But what we do know is that it wasn't too long before his disciples had searched him out and found him. They almost literally hunted him down, and they were surprised to find him out in this desolate place with all of the things that he had to do that day. They said, everyone's looking for you. And Jesus, having been refreshed with that time with his Father, he told them, let's go on to the next town, and the town after that, that I can preach, for that is why I came out. We see in this day in the life of Jesus, this glimpse into his life in this 24 hours, Jesus striking this balance between being and doing. And so it is with you and I. We are called, invited to come to our Father. When we're weary, whether it's weary just from the busyness of our own schedules and the things that we've added to our days, or whether it's weary and worn out from the sin in our own lives, we're called to come to God for rest, for forgiveness, for relaxation. And like Simon's mother-in-law, Jesus takes us by the hand, he lifts us up and restores us so we can go on and continue to do the things that he has called us to do. And Jesus does this. He touches us in so many ways throughout our days and throughout our weeks. He lifted us up first in our baptism, restoring us, forgiving us. He does it again and again through the lessons in Sunday school we learn as little children, through Sunday morning worship, when we gather together and we celebrate this meal that Jesus has left us. Because in this meal, Jesus comes to us. It gives us his body and blood to us and for us for the forgiveness of our sins. And then having been restored and refreshed, we're called to go out and serve. In Jesus' name, amen.